Welcome to the Fiscal Physical Podcast. Join us each week as we sit down with the founder of Alchemy Wealth Management and author of Your Fiscal Physical, Ryan Nelson. Tune in to gain valuable insights and practical tips as we simplify complex financial concepts into digestible lessons. From budgeting to retirement planning, this podcast is your go-to resource for mastering financial literacy.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Fiscal Physical Podcast. My name is Aaron Hoisington. I'm your host of this podcast, and I am joined by Ryan Nelson, founder of Alchemy Wealth Management, author of Your Fiscal Physical, Seven Keys to Becoming Financially Fit. Find it on Amazon. And we're going to be diving into another topic of with tax. You know, everybody talks about, you know, only things that are certain in life are death and taxes, I believe is what they say.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, first off, how are you? I should have started with that.
Yeah. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Was it Benjamin Franklin who said that line? Like death and taxes?
I don't know.
Like, I was just thinking about that. I think you
might be right.
I've been quoting it as Benjamin Franklin for like my entire life. And so I really hope that's true. Otherwise, might have to make some calls here, but
I don't know.
We're gonna be the last couple of episodes. If you haven't checked them out, please check them out. Like they are very insightful, very helpful. And this week we're gonna be diving into estate and gift tax is what we're gonna be tackling here. You guys have probably at some point heard those words thrown around, like with taxes, with estate and gift taxes, and what they are and what they might not be. So I'm super excited to have Ryan break it down for us here. So I'll kind of turn it over to you, Ryan, to let the listeners know what those are and how they could affect you.
Yeah. So there's the estate and gift taxes. I'd say they're two separate things, but very much related. Mm-hmm. And so the first that is the gift tax. That's a really easy one to wrap our heads around. And basically, it's an annual tax exclusion amount. And so what that means, that's a really fancy way of saying you can give somebody else up to $18,000 a year, and that person that's receiving the money doesn't have to pay any taxes on that money they're receiving. So you could, again, you could choose to gift me $18,000.
Sure.
And I would not have to pay a single penny in taxes on that $18,000. Neither of us necessarily would. Assuming you had $18,000 just sitting in a bank account, you send that over to me, it'd be free and clear from a tax perspective. And again, you can do that every year, and you could give that to multiple people. So if I was a grandfather with 18 grandkids, I could give $18,000 to all 18 grandkids.
Wow.
Every single year, and that gift exclusion tends to inch up every year. But so that's really what the gift exclusion is.
Okay. And is that, you don't have to fill out any like forms for that, do you? I don't know if that's a question for your tax professional or anything.
Yeah, definitely a question for your tax professional.
Yeah.
I don't think when you're below the $18,000, I do not believe you have to do anything on your tax form. But again, I'm not a tax filer. I don't do this. I hire tax professionals myself to make sure I stay out of trouble. That'd definitely be consult your tax professional.
But that's really interesting to think about that. And once again, analogies are awesome to, you know, that you can give, you know, say your parents have a decent amount of wealth that they want to pass down to their kids and do it in a way that's, you know, the most tax beneficial, I suppose, for those individuals. So being able to give up to $18,000 per year per person to these individuals, I don't know how many people knew that that was the number overall.
Right. And again, that's per person to person. So again, if there was a husband and wife wanting, so let's say a pair of grandparents, right? So a grandfather and a grandmother, they could each give $18,000. So yeah, combine $36,000 to anybody they want. So again, in that example, if they had 18 grandkids, they could give up to $36,000 as a couple to each of those 18 grandkids. So you could start passing a lot of wealth. Again, that's tax-free.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that's great. Then that's the gift tax overall.
That's the gift tax. So you want to move right into estate tax?
Yeah, if you're down with it, because I'd like to see how those are similar yet different, if you will.
Yeah. So So you also get a gift or an estate tax exclusion, and that number is a lot higher at this point. But so, you know, one question I would have would be, well, Ryan, that's great. I can give $18,000, but I want to give $20,000. Mm-hmm. What happens if I give $20,000? Well, the $18,000 gift would still be excluded like before. You wouldn't have to pay any taxes on that. And then that extra $2,000, mm-hmm. you could still give tax-free to somebody. It would just start eating away your estate exclusion. And so each individual is given at this point in time about $13.6 million in exclusions. So what that means is if I grow my net worth to say even $10 million and then I pass away, there's no estate tax charged on that. And I'm talking at the federal level.
Sure.
Different states have different internal policies as far as the state tax, but from a federal government level, there's no federal estate tax on your first $13 million, I apologize, $13 million. And again, that's for an individual. So if it's a husband and wife, it'd be 26, you know, 20, really that'd be about $27.2 million at this point. And so again, if you had, if a husband and wife had, or let's say they had a $10 million net worth, they could pass that tax-free. Now, let's say I was an individual. Again, I had a $10 million net worth and I wanted, you know, my kid wanted to buy a house. Now, well, that's great that I can pass him this $10 million when I pass away.
Sure.
And he can get it tax-free. But is there any way for me to sort of escalate that and get him, you know, some money now? And the answer is yes. So I could give him $1 million this year. Mm-hmm. It would be tax-free. It would also, though, be above the $18,000 I was allowed to do for the gift exclusion. Uh-huh. So it would count towards my estate exclusion. So what that means is if I was originally allowed to have $13.6 million, if I give $1 million to my son, essentially after this you would 100% have to file documents right. with your taxes, I know for sure. And then the IRS basically keeps track of this. And so they'd say, okay, he originally had $13.6 million. He gave $1 million to his son before he passed away. That can happen tax-free, no worries. Now his new estate exclusion is effectively $12.6 million, right?
Right.
And one of the things to think about with this is this number does change with different legislation. So it is a hard number to plan with. But again, given 2024 numbers right now, it's at that 13.6, just a hair over 13.6 million.
And it's interesting to think about that it's 13.6 million, which for myself, you know, a common man, if you will, seems like so much money
right.
that you're able to do tax-free, like over the course of like your life, if you will, like that whole. And so I'm wondering, like, I don't know if you have any insight, like, how did that number get decided upon? Was it just legislation was like, hey, this is where we're going to draw the line at, like, after this, you get taxed at, you can't give any more than this.
Yeah. I don't know how the exact number came. I don't know how they came to the exact number. I know it indexes up each year,
okay.
a lot of years with inflation. It was recently much, much lower with the Tax Cuts and Job Act, which is maybe 8-ish years old or mm-hmm. so. Well, let me look here. It looks like in 2018 it had the big jump, so it was just a hair under 5.5 million, and in 2017, and then in 2018 it went to about 11.2 million.
Oh wow! Oh, so quite the jump.
Yeah. So it more than doubled there, and that was again. So what would that be? That was 2018, so about 6 years ago. I think that was in line with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, if I'm not mistaken. But so yeah. These numbers can fluctuate, you know, in theory, it could drop back down to 5 million, right? We don't know. Legislators propose different things all the time.
Yeah. Now, just to play devil's advocate here, what happens if you give like more than that? Is there a threshold that, cool, now you're paying, is it, we've talked about the buckets previously. Does that right. kind of fall into this or is this
yeah.
different in that
yeah,
regard?
It does. So let's say, you know, let's say an individual had $20 million and they wanted to gift all $20 million away, right? Mm-hmm. To grandkids and sons and daughters. They could do that. Again, the first $13.6 million would be effectively tax-free. Above right. and beyond that, the estate tax would kick in. And the estate tax, like you said, it does have buckets. So the first X number of dollars above would be taxed at one rate, like 18%. The next, you know, so basically the way it's set up is the first 10, I think it's $10,000 after that's taxed to like 18%. The next like $10,000 after that's taxed to like 20%. And it grows to 40%, but it grows relatively quickly. So I think to get to the 40% tax rate is, let's see, I think if I'm looking at this reference correctly, I think it's about $345,000. So you can see it gets to 40%.
Right.
When we're talking quick, to like a $20 million net worth, or at least enough, a big enough net worth to qualify for the estate tax, it escalates to the 40% pretty quick. So most people just refer to the estate tax as a 40% tax. It's not quite that clean. Mm-hmm. But for all intents and purposes, that's the easiest way to think about it. And so, yeah, so if we'll, for the rest of this conversation, we'll just think of it as a flat 40% tax again. Not perfect, but a good estimation. And so if this individual had, say, $20 million that they wanted to give away, again, they could give that first $13.6 million away tax-free. Mm-hmm. Anything above and beyond that would be taxed at that 40%. So yeah, you're more than welcome to go, you know, no issue if you go above the, that 13.6 exclusion, $13.6 million exclusion, you just start to get charged an estate tax on it.
That's where it kind of kicks in there for sure. So awesome. Well, that's great, Ryan. And I appreciate you kind of sharing that hopefully now the listeners kind of have a little idea about the gift tax, the estate tax, what it is and what it isn't, I suppose. Is there any other thoughts you want to share on that before we move on?
Yeah, I know we talked a lot about gifting here. I'd say the most common time this comes into play is actually at somebody's passing. So that's why they call it the estate tax. And so I would say, you know, usually when we're talking about this estate tax, you're maybe talking about somebody who has $5 million. They pass away, the $5 million are going to their kids. We'd come back and look at their exclusion if they haven't been doing a lot of gifting throughout their life, mm-hmm. which I'd say most typically people haven't been using this exclusion while they're alive.
Sure.
So you'd go back and look and say, okay, this person has a net worth of $5 million. Their exclusion's still at the 13.6. So basically all of that money would pass to their heirs, again, you know, tax-free.
And you say
estate tax-free.
Estate tax-free, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And as far as like as an estate, that's not just specifically money sitting in a bank account, right? It can be, it's like their house or their like net worth. I don't know if that's the best way to put it.
Yeah. I would probably want to consult a tax professional again to get the truest definition of what all would be factored into this. But yeah, absolutely. Somebody's property could 100% be calculated in.
Gotcha. Yeah. Cause I was thinking, I'm like, oh, well, actually is estate. The idea of an estate, like I think of like a manor, if you will, with land and these absolutely. Sheep and these different things that are out there. So, cool. That's good to know. And as always, like you said, consult your tax professional. I think it's a great idea. Well, I know that in your book, Your Physical, there's a section on which not the most, you know, the heartwarming topic, but death overall and like what happens when somebody dies, and it's not just a super clean process a lot of times. So I feel like this would be a piece of that if you want to get financially educated on it, I think it's great for not only if you're approaching that kind of time in your life, but you never know when that time in your life is going to come. So being educated on that overall and the estate and gift tax, I think, is a big piece of that for sure.
Yep. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, that's great, Ryan. We'll go ahead and take a pause here, and we'll be back on the other side with a personal question, and hang tight with us.
And now to put the personal in personal finance.
Welcome back to the Fiscal Physical Podcast. Appreciate you guys joining us here. We're going to dive into the personal section here, and we're going to do a fun question today.
Let me interrupt here real quick.
Okay.
Let me. You've given me some trivia questions. Let me throw one back at you here.
Excellent.
Real quick.
Yeah, let's do it. Heck yeah.
So earlier in the episode, you mentioned the death and taxes idiom. You took a stab at who said it. You want to? Let's make an official trivia question. So who do you think did say it?
I think the saying is,
that's what I was going to ask. What the official saying is, who said it?
Yeah.
And when?
I want to say it's the only thing that are certain in life are death and taxes. And I think it was said by Benjamin Franklin.
Okay. Any idea when?
Oh boy, let's see. I'm going to throw a round number out here. 1776.
God, that's a good guess. So you are correct. It was said by Benjamin Franklin.
Okay.
It was said in 1789.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's in regards to the Constitution. So I'll read the actual quote. So our new Constitution is now established and has an appearance that promises permanency. But In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes.
All right.
Yeah, so kind of cool. I don't know that I've ever heard that actual full quote. But so in regards to the Constitution appearing permanent, they say nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes.
That is cool.
Wise, wise man.
Yeah. Actually, Benjamin Franklin overall was a very interesting and unique human. Like, if you guys ever get a chance to, like, go and look at, like, some of the stuff, like, he like, refused to dry himself with towels. Oh. He was, like, air dry only. Like, he just believed it was better for his body. And so, like, if there was the opportunity, he would, like, walk around naked after a shower to dry himself off. So
he was the Elon Musk of their time.
I suppose so. I mean, he did invent a lot of things too. So, but that's great. That threw me for a loop there. I love trivia just overall in general. So it's always a good time for sure. But cool. Well, that's great, Ryan. We'll go ahead and wrap this one up here. I appreciate the question. We also appreciate all the listeners who are checking in, diving in with us here. Hopefully, you know, coming along with this financial journey and you know, just learning something and increasing your financial education overall, which is just you know, massive. And I don't know if there's anything more valuable than having this just overall. So thank you, Ryan, for joining us. Thanks, as always, for your insight, and I'll let you send us off here.
Yeah, thank you. As always, stay the course.
Thank you for joining us for the Fiscal Physical Podcast. Until next time, happy listening, and as always, stay the course. If you have a question or topic suggestions, please email us at podcast@alchemywealth.com. If you enjoyed today's discussion, subscribe to the podcast to ensure you never miss an episode, and consider leaving us a rating and review on your favorite platform. This helps other listeners like you find the show. For more resources, you can visit Alchemy Wealth Management's website at www.alchemywealth.com or find your Fiscal Physical, the book, on Amazon. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention that personal finance is just that, personal. Please don't take anything we say as advice. The preceding content is for informational and entertainment purposes only. It's not an offer or a solicitation, nor should it be construed or relied upon for tax, legal, or investment advice. It doesn't consider your personal financial situation or objectives and may not be suitable for you.